What up, what up, what up? What up, what up, what up? Blog Talk Radio. We're a little late. We're having some technical difficulties. I don't know where the rest of the guys are, but this Eugene, Stay Humble, ENT. You know, it's Friday. Bulls, see red, ready to get this victory. Hope all is well with everybody out there. Man, I don't know. It's been a good week. Enjoying life. My job got outsourced about a month ago, so I've been enjoying life. I've been working every day 9 to 5 for 14 years, so I feel like a free man, enjoying myself, ready to take over the world. So shout out to Blog Talk Radio, you know, for giving me this opportunity. Shout out to Raz, Phil G, and Young Diesel. I don't know where the guys are, but it's all good. We're going to get to some music, and we'll be back. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, turn it up. Check it out. The transition from a young fool, broke, still on his neck, he hung too. Lived his life in the ghetto with guns rule. It was cool, wasn't mad, I had to take cabs. Made my first LP, afforded H-class, my face gas, 94. Sold out in every record store. Local hood rats who wouldn't speak, now I'm who they checking for. Showing crazy love, ran up on stage with 80 thugs. After the shows, my niggas robbed the bar, wrecked the clubs. Happy, no hating. More Henny, more blunt, circulating. My single in rotation on every radio station. I popped when I drove my first ride on the block. Summertime, block parties, cookouts, I spent my night truly. Niggas was fighting over who was closest to me. Happy with the new representative of QB. To hit the top first, you gotta fall before you make it. With 4 minutes of your time, watch me demonstrate it.
The
in the winter, some of us rise to great adventure. I brung New York back to real rap in Venice. New cribs, diamond rings, killers on my team. Affinities for my girl, for giving birth to my queen. 3 G's worth of chronic a week. Promoters was mad, I stopped doing shows to spend time in the street. Lose decline, eventually, so did my shine. Repo looking for my legs, back then, I wasn't buying. You can guess, niggas started saying, with all the success, while your mom's still in the projects, I answer them vets. Fuck out my face, pistol in my car for a clip. I read about Pablo Escobar and got on some shit. So-called man supplied on my chips. I was frontin', niggas thought I was rich. And got mad cause they was pumping my assumptions. Niggas want me pumped in a casket. Kept the gun the same 3/5. A nigga got bagged with.
The rise and fall of my best way, bro. The Escobar. Nigga popular, center of attraction. That was the main event on the TV for a while. The rise and fall of my best way, bro.
Caught a case, now I'm home, staying off in the space. Flashback to all the jury's cars crossing my face. Rappers I met, hoes on video cassette. No management, no more good life and no respect. Hearing crowds roar, crystal pouring mixed drinks. Haunted by the thoughts of second album, Sophomore Jinx. Where did I fail? Death threats, woke up in cold sweat. Thinking about all these murderers that know where I rest. From hanging with crazy cliques that's known to take shit. Bracelets and all they beef, now I'm involved. Was paperless, my cars were auctioned off. Now I catch rides with kidnap niggas who snatch babies up to get back figures. Lessons from heaven, every night I slept with my weapon. To guard my family for a minute, I forgot my profession. Not from Colombia or Nicaragua. Don't distribute coke from Antigua that ships out to Panama. Pablo Escobar's bloody reign came to an end. Far from my life, a kid who made a save from a pen. Hit the studio and changed the game again. Wrote down all the pain within. Top of the charts, triple platinum. Got the fake love back, money stacked, more plaques. Had to see who I was, just to know where I was at. Saw both sides of the game, all the ups and downs. This goes out to the future rap kings, coming up now.
The popular, center of attraction. That was the main event on the TV. all of my best lifestyle.
The Nas, the Escobar.
Mega popular, center of attraction.
I was the main event on the TV for a while.
Yo.
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 Wordplay. Yo.
Yo.
Yo, wordplay.
Wordplay radio, what's the word?
Shit, we in here, man. We in here. Finally back. Finally back.
Man, did you hear the music?
Yeah, I heard that Nas playing. You had that Heat playing.
All right, I'm just making sure. You know, I'm a rookie at this, man. I was just trying to make sure I had the demo going straight, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Shit, that shit was good, bro. It was in there. Yeah.
All right, we in here, man.
Yeah,
we had another caller, but I don't know where he went.
Yeah, that was probably Diesel. That was Diesel.
Okay.
That was Diesel. So, you know. Yeah, but I'm glad you got hooked up, man. For all those that's listening, please bear with us. You know, we new to this broadcast game, man, so we learning the ropes. We gotta, take it on the chin, man, and apologize to y'all for the inconvenience and the lateness. I know y'all had to listen to that boring ass elevator jazz music, whatever the hell they was playing. You know what I'm saying? But finally, some real shit has touched the airwaves. It's out here raining, man. Y'all know if y'all in the area, Chi-Town, you know this is international. This is the internet, so it's international, actually. It could be anybody listening to this motherfucker from whatever. But we in Chicago. It's actually pouring down raining right now on the south side of Chicago. I am I'm in an undisclosed location at the moment, somewhere in the hood near you. You know what I'm saying? And it's getting down out here, man. You know, so we go through rainy days. We go through sunny days. It was hot earlier. You know, so.
Yeah. I was telling them, man, it's been nice. It's been a good week. The weather's been pretty decent, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We gotta let this one go. You know. But I think Deez is gonna call in. Try and get him if he do. I don't know what happened to Phil. You gotta call Phil as well if you can. You know you can call people, so. Hit that line if you want to take that chance to make that connection. I'm actually starving while we broadcasting in and out of the records. I see you know how to cue a record, you know what I'm saying? So in and out of the records that we do, yeah, I'm about to try and find me something to eat, man. Somebody call in and give me a good spot to eat at, man. I'm around 76 in Ashland, man. Give me a good spot to eat at. But well, what's the word, Big G, man? What's the word, bro? How your week been, man? How you moving? How you rotating, man?
Man, I had just let the people know, man, that shit, I feel like a free man, Joe. My job, we got outsourced about a month ago. I was in Puerto Rico. I got a call from HR, and they told me, man, you know, basically we getting outsourced. So my last day was April 10th.
Damn.
So I feel like, I feel like a free man, Joe. I've been enjoying my life for the last month, man. I have been working every day 14 years, man.
I know that's right.
You know?
Right.
I'm good.
I'm
good out there.
Yeah, congratulations on your furlough, man, on your little, you know, kickback time, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get you relaxed,
man.
I know you've been on
take over the world.
Yeah, it is, you know, and it don't take being in no cubicle, you know what I'm saying, or in the corporate faces to be nothing in this world with what we got, man, with this culture that we got, that we currently got at hand on the Wordplay Radio Show. Yo, voice for hip-hop. Your voice for hip hop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
y'all voice.
That's what I'm saying. I was telling the people, I was shouting them out. Shout out to Wordplay Radio and Blog Talk Radio for giving us the opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what's up. Y'all got to listen to that Midwest Minute show that they got going as well. You know, it's a lot of things going on with Big Bro BFM, man. BFM got a lot of stuff going, man. BPEM Radio is a movement. You know, we're a part of it. So why did you pick that Rise and Fall of Escobar, bro? Why was that your pick this week, bro?
Man, the man told you his life story, man. If you never heard a Nas song or nothing in your life, that was one song that could tell you. That was one song that explained him from beginning to end, basically.
Yeah.
And he just, you know.
He went in. He went in.
Yeah, man. That's just classic. Like, man, I get the chills because I remember where I was when I remember what I was doing and you know what
right.
I was on back when I was out. So.
Right.
And plus, I always felt like Nas kicked my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I always felt like that as far as the rap game, how he felt. That's how I always felt, you know, like.
Yeah.
As far as just, man, I was always on my square, so.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's people it's people in the world who see with another set of eyes, you feel me?
Yeah, on the real, Joe.
You know what I'm saying? So, but, I don't know, man. This week has actually been tumultuous for me. If, you know, the airwaves actually care, you know, I got a seed on the way. My seed is supposed to be here tomorrow, actually, but then they told us they was going to do it today. Then we got up and fucked up our day and our morning. I worked an 18-hour shift last night. Or yesterday, you know what I'm saying? The whole day yesterday, thinking that I'm going to get me some rest and end up, I got to get up, and they done switched it to the day to, which was today, and now we done did all this stuff, go to the doctor, they say that he not coming till tomorrow. So it's just a whole bunch of stuff, man. And then they taking it, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be an operation C-section. So they taking it. So they could do it. It's just... Ah, man, shit is an asshole. What your boy S gonna say? Shit is an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Straight up. You know what I'm saying? But, you see the music up there? You see the tracks that we got up there?
Yeah, I see them up there.
Okay. All right. Well, where you want to go next? Shit, I know niggas go ahead.
Let's go throw one of your demos on. We're going to go with, I don't know which one it is, but.
All right. Well, let me see. I think I said Earl Grief off that new Earl sweatshirt. And then I honestly can't remember what my other joint was. It could be between two or three different records. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead, man. It could be anything, man. It's going to be a blessing either way.
We got somebody on the line, man. I don't know.
Who that?
I don't know.
Yo, Wordplay Radio Show.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey, who is this?
Oh, this is Raz Rock. Who is this?
Hey, what's up? This is Anaya Azure. I know P1 and 86 Monsters. I was calling us to support real quick.
Oh my God. I was expecting like one of the guys to call in. I wasn't expecting a film. Yeah. No, but that's what's up. You're definitely welcome with the Wordplay Radio Show. I appreciate you calling in, Gene. Appreciate you calling in as well. Thank you for listening. I know you was probably listening to the jazz. Did you like the jazz we had going earlier in the show?
I actually didn't because I was trying to figure out. I was like asking Babyface. I was like, yo, what's the number to call in? He's like, it's not on the website. I'm like, no, it's not there. He's like, all right, I'll get it. So we just gave it to him right now.
Okay. All right, well, you got the
archives.
Right, you got the link either way, so, you know, that's a blessing in itself. Glad you're here. We're glad you're here. I mean,
holler at us. What's going on? What you want to talk about? We got a couple minutes before we play this record. What you want to talk about?
What's the topic? I'm like, I missed all that.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah. Well, that's a good segue. Gene, you, there you go. We're using you already. We possibly could use another female correspondent, you know, but anyway. Gene, what was your topic for this week, brother? Since you already played a record, let's go with your topic.
Man, I didn't really have a topic, man. I just like to come straight, you know. I like to be in the moment, you know. It could be anything,
okay.
Could be going, you
we
know.
We definitely in the moment.
I don't know.
All right.
We could talk about
my homeboy trying to ask me what's up on a drink. What's up on getting a drink?
What we drinking?
And he trying to figure out right now. That's what we're trying to figure out. Go ahead, though, bro. Pardon me. I ain't mean to interrupt your knowledge, my brother.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's a summertime shot, man. You know, it's May, and now it's about to start getting warm. And what's the move for the summer? What, anything special going on this summer that anybody know about?
Yeah, let's ask our new female correspondent. What you think? Well, where are we going this summer?
I mean, the summer is basically a matter of, like, you know, I would say whatever Chicago artist is doing awesome things, go to their shows. Why not? It's going to be great weather. Shows are usually very affordable. I'd rather be the one paying $10 for the show than trying to figure out how I'm going to get hold and pay $50, you know. So artists are here. They're doing good stuff. You know, go to the festivals. A lot of the festivals I know. I know some Chicago artists will be at the Taste of Chicago, and Anita Hosef and the Soul Collective will be at the Taste. So, you know, go out there and support.
Okay. Well, that's what's
also,
up. That's what's up.
Yeah, also this weekend, the Soul Train Impact Conference is downtown, so make sure that y'all check that out. That's going to be at 6:18.
Where? Do you know the location? Do you know any details about that?
Yeah, they're going to have some at Columbia College, some at, hold on, let me find the flyer real quick. So there are different locations around the city. We're going to be there through Sunday, like all around the city, for the Soul Train Impact Conference. And that's how you get to meet amazing people, do some phenomenal networking, have your business cards when you go, because you're going to want to connect with all the great people that are there.
Okay. Well, see, I had never heard of that, so you putting me on. You know what I'm saying? This is my show, and you putting me on. Where they do that at? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you definitely just put me on. You definitely put me on.
You know? But, I mean, my summer probably going to be going around this baby. Probably. My son is probably going to monopolize my whole summer. But that's cool. You know, that's cool. I love the babies, especially my babies, which this would actually be my second born because I lost a child some years back. But, this would actually be my second. But, as far as, you know, in the world, man, this would be my first, so I can grow and, you know, progress and do the whole daddy thing, all that. You know what I'm saying? So that'll be what I'll be getting into this summer. Possibly getting into some more musical endeavors. You know, I got a couple things in the fire right now as far as a couple opportunities that I'm building a couple of basically opportunities for a few of my guys in the circle, the media network that I work with, you know what I'm saying? So we doing going in a couple directions right now as far as, like, you know, filming and even as far as the music. Like, you know, Gene, me and Gene, we still meant to connect on that publishing lick, you know what I'm saying? But I'm official now, bro. I got my company, so, you know what I'm saying? It is. And I'm starting to get my paperwork back from the copyright, so I'm almost cooking with gas. I just got to add some more charcoals in the flame, you feel me?
Yeah, that don't take too much.
Yeah, you know. So that'll be my summer, you know what I'm saying? That'll be my summer.
Yeah, I mean, like,
go ahead, ladies.
Yeah, but if you have kids or whatever, there's a lot of free stuff to do in Chicago, and people need to really utilize that. Like, if you go down to Millennium Park, that's free. Going down to Buckingham Fountain, that's free. All the parks, you know, are free, so don't worry so much about the finances, you don't have, like, a ton of money. You can still have fun and do a lot of phenomenal things. I think the biggest thing about this summer, in my eyes, is just people to be safe and have fun, but be safe, you know?
Yeah.
If you see something, if you see something crazy, go away from it. Don't just pull out your camera, all that kind of mess. Walk away from it, or you're not getting caught up in it, so...
Ain't that it. That's what you're supposed to know. But people supposed to know that, but it's just this, you know, this hungry for attention and media-based world that we live in, you know, that's what people feed off of. So that's what, unfortunately, that's not the root of the problem of necessarily my location where I'm at in the city of Chicago, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, for a lot of people it might be, and it could be a small percentage of actually what it is, because media is so, you know, just so crazy these days. It's in everything. So, you know, it's definitely an important thing to be safe this summer when the temperature rises and niggas' temperaments do too. You know, hold on real quick. This is we're trying to go to this liquor store. See, we going to the liquor store in the rain. Ain't that some messed up stuff?
Oh my god.
That's terrible.
Nigga, you know that rain ain't stopping niggas from doing nothing.
This rain ain't stop shit. Yeah, but what we got? You gonna stay with us? You gonna stay with us for the next record and come back in with us?
Yeah, for sure, absolutely. Let me go ahead and listen to the music so I can give you guys a proper review. I actually have a radio show as well, so yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I've been doing music critiques, so for sure.
She said in the wild. I said, you sound comfortable. You must have a history in this field.
I have a radio show.
oh my God. Okay, all right. So you're a colleague, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. Well, Gene say he going to go to get one of my picks. So Gene, drop one of my picks, man. And we basically just going in and out of the records that we picking and in, giving a little explanation afterwards with the topic. So, you know, we'll make it work.
All right.
Let's get into
it. Let's ride, brother. Let's see what you're talking about. Wordplay Radio.
Wordplay.
Yo, what the fuck, man? Big L. Taking over the streets. Flamboyant Entertainment.
What y'all about to witness? Big L. My whole crew out.
The game is called rap.
Other MCs ain't got a chance at all.
My whole
crew out.
What y'all about to witness?
Big L. My whole crew out.
The game is called rap.
Other MCs ain't got a chance at all.
Like we please, but I don't mind the burn niggas like TV. Now, me, but I'm fucking sick with it.
Hey, yo, cats, we bust.
Backs, we crush.
Only hot tracks, we lust.
And crazy stacks, we clutch.
And we need flex to touch.
That's a platinum clutch.
This past few niggas that's rapping now,
it's whack to us.
Hey, yo, cats, we bust.
Backs, we crush.
Only hot tracks, we lust.
And crazy stacks, we clutch.
And we need flex to touch.
That's a platinum clutch.
This past few niggas that's rapping now,
it's whack to us.
Over MCs, ain't got a chance at all.
Yo, wordplay.
We're back.
After that big L, platinum plus.
All I'ma say about that one is that was a great pick, brother. And big L is top five in my book. So I'ma give you the floor.
Yeah. Oh man. After I give my explanation, I'm going to give you the flow because I got to go in this liquor store, man. And I want a sandwich with some of this liquor. I got to go in and get this bottle with bro. But, hey, yeah, Big L was definitely an influence on me and any other of your top five from the last 25 years in rap. I can tell you this. If it wasn't no Big L, it wouldn't be no Eminem. If it wasn't no Big L, it wouldn't be no Cam. If it wasn't Big L, it wouldn't be no Mace. It wouldn't be a lot of them New York rappers if it wasn't no Big L. And a whole bunch of other rappers, because L was just, he was just ill like that. Like, it's a difference between being good at rap and being ill. Like, L was an ill nigga. Like ill niggas is just like, it's the way you formulate things and do things. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he was one of them guys, man, and it was definitely a big loss to hip-hop. I love Big L music, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get on him until a little bit late. I had heard of him when MVP came out, when he had the braids, you know what I'm saying? But, like, it was like I hadn't got into Jay and all of them because back then, L and Jay, they kind of was both kind of laid back, you know what I'm saying? But L just started, like, I don't know, L kind of started turning up, you know what I'm saying? You know, as they say, you know, but It's crazy that we lost them the way we did, you know. But definitely Big L, rest in peace. That was my pick for the week because I feel he's just important to the culture and more people need to hear, you know, need to hear ill shit from ill niggas other than me. straight up. But what does the lady correspondent think? We always got to get the ladies' view, not just because we on a radio show, internet radio show rather. But because we actually you know, care about opinions and care about being well-rounded and knowing, you know, what's going on. So what does the lady think about Big L? Have you heard of Big L? Do you know of him? Okay. You an L fan or you just know of him?
I've heard his music before, and I think that's the biggest thing that a lot of people forget is, like, they don't know their history when it comes to music. And so one thing I think that you guys should talk about is the difference between hip-hop and rap, so I don't think people understand the difference.
Right.
I talked about a little bit about my Facebook page, like, that hip-hop is a culture. Rap is just an aspect of that culture. And so I think the fact that we have allowed it to get to the point where we just put it together, and so it's one of the same. And then, like, when something happens with someone that does something crazy, it's like, oh, well, hip-hop is not. I'm like, that's two different things. Y'all need to get it together.
Okay. Well, I know Gene is with the culture, so he view things the same way. You know what I'm saying? Definitely the past is a key to the future all the time. You know, tell the youth that all the time. If you don't know where you come from, you don't, can't know where you're going. You don't just not know. You can't know. You know?
Absolutely.
So, As I look in this cooler with all these alcoholic beverages in there, We talking all this knowledge, but I'm looking at Cool. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, Gene, chime in, bro. Pass the press.
You know how it goes. Yeah, you know how it goes, man. They this is our culture, but you know, once they get a hold of it, man, you know, the media is a beast, man. Especially nowadays, like we were just talking about, like you said, our correspondent said. First thing you do when you see some ignorant shit, you pull out your phone and record it.
Right. Yeah.
That's ridiculous, actually. I mean, I'm guilty of it.
Yeah. I'm guilty of it.
I'm also in a different age bracket, too, so I'm wise in my years. Like, I've done all of that, and I've been through that, and I made it through that, so.
Right.
You know, like you said, there is no future with no past. So most of the shorties, they don't give a fuck about what happened before them. Like,
right.
So, I don't know. It seems like we, go ahead.
But I think that's the difference between creating an artist that's relevant for 15 minutes as opposed to an artist that has a legacy. So, you're not going to be talking about a lot of these artists 10, 15, even 20 years from now. You're going to be talking about them for, a year, maybe.
Right.
One hit wonder, whatever. You know, maybe they'll get a little reality show or something. But even with that, a lot of these reality stars, they're not relevant now.
Right.
Some of them, some of them are. Shout out to the artists that still can be on the reality shows and remain relevant. But for a lot of them, that's a career downfall because if you're not the person that's supposed to be the hero, then you're the person that's supposed to be hated. And that goes beyond that show because people don't understand how much, the reality shows aren't really reality. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a kind of warped mentality that people deal with nowadays. Like, they live in a whole little fantasy world. It's them against the world, literally. Like, fuck the world, literally. Like, meaning I basically don't want to live in reality. and it's so crazy that the shows that they call reality shows is the furthest thing from it,
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Right, because I think the problem is, people don't understand what a reality is and what a reality show is and a documentary. A documentary is events that have been recorded and edited just for time purposes. Reality shows are things that have been scripted and people have been put in specific places so different reactions can be brought out. People don't understand that aspect. Then they're
going to go astray. Right. Well, we ain't caught up in it. That ain't even the world I live in. I live in the real world all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So
that's the only world I can live in.
Yeah, that's the furthest thing from me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I want to hear some music, though, man. What we got next? Where we gonna go, then?
Let me go back to my pick, man. It's Wordplay Radio, man.
Wordplay
Friday
Radio.
Friday night. Let's see what we got cracking for Friday night.
See what we got.
Let's get it.
Come on.
I told him, man. He had no business grabbing the gun like that.
But it was pain, man.
I don't give a fuck who it was. Nobody's supposed to do that shit. Nobody. And if anybody got a problem with it, we can deal with it right now.
She say she hate me way more than she say she love me. Got fired from my 9 to 5. vibe. I guess that shit went for me. I'm rolling in my bucket, smoking, trying to make some money. Hope the cops don't pull me over. If they try me, I'm gonna run them. Cause under my seat, a dirty pistol and some bullets. A bunch of drugs, money on my lap, I have a onion. So will I live to see another day, said I wonder. So I smoke my ganja while them niggas told that thunder. They put chains on a nigga, choppers rained on that nigga. And ain't too much change, I'm still the same old nigga. To the kid who killed his friend, I had the same on that nigga. In these modern days, slavery still got chains on a nigga. Guess I gotta charge it to the game, charge it to the game.
That's off his mixtape, not his latest one. It's off his the one before that. It's called Ralph the Ruler. Ralph the Ruler. For anybody that doesn't know, Young Roddy is a member of the Jet Life crew with Paris. And it's funny how I met him, because I know Smoke Dizzle. You know, me and a couple of our guys, we're friends with Smoke Dizzle. So Smoke was in town for a performance. I think it was like October or November. And, you know, we went down to the hotel, smoked some with him before the show, chop it up, see what's good with him. And just so happened, Young Roddy was an opening act.
Right.
So I watched him perform, and he killed it. And that was one of the joints that he performed, and everybody in the crowd knew the words, and you know, it let me know that he kind of had a little mark. You know, there was a few people in this crowd, and they knew all the words, and you know, he was a cool guy, man. So shout out to Young Roddy. That's one of my joints. He got some joints on his new one. It's called Legal Dealing.
I like to touch down with Jet Life from time to time, man. Currency ain't. You know, he ain't just my favorite, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely rock with the vocab and the way you approach things on the independent level, and, you know, all the, you know, branding and all that stuff, man. So shout out to Jet Life, man. Shout out to Young Roddy. I heard him on something else on like the pilot, one of the Pilot Talk mixtapes, or maybe it was like Verde Terrace or something. They did like 10 Crack Commandments or something. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hey, you know, I think Young Roddy on the mix of that. But
okay.
You know, he be letting Roddy talk that trap shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Roddy, yeah, that's the thing. Roddy from that, see, and that's another thing. Right. I went to school in Baton Rouge for 2 years, so I was in New Orleans a lot. So I got a little bit of that culture. And yeah, Young Roddy is from that. Like, I can tell, you know, he's not presenting that like that's what I'm on, but I can tell from his demeanor and from his lyrics that what he says is genuine. So,
it's genuine,
you know, I always got respect for those guys that, you know, we know though, because we come from New Orleans is one of those cities. I try to explain to my guys, and we're going to let our other correspondent get in a second, but I try to explain to my guys that they need to explore. They need to get out of Chicago, because Chicago isn't, you know, you go to New York and you go to L.A. and you see the different cultures, and you never know what that will open your mind to, man. Like, being stuck here and this, you know, this politics and this whole aura that this, even though we love the crib, like, ain't nothing like the crib, period. But
No, never.
If you get out to experience some other things, man, and I tell them, man, say that little money you buying them fish, you spend $250 on some mics, and then you spend $250 on a fit or whatever, you can spend that $500 and go somewhere and explore something, man. So
and look
that's
at something,
my, that's
and
my jewel
different.
For the people. Yeah, man,
right,
I'm telling you, man, it'll open your mind.
I know that's right.
Yeah, man.
Well, I always like to get up and go somewhere, man. Traveling is one of the blessings of the world. Like, if you ain't really been nowhere, man, then I just don't honestly think you can expand your mind from the places that you really, really, really need to go, you know. Because, you know, it just gives you a different outlook on how people approach things and perspective and, you know, just culture, and just seeing how another person make it to where they make it to, as opposed to how you make it to where you make it to, you know?
Yeah.
You know? But, I definitely messing with Young Roddy, man. I had never heard that joint, but like I said, I had heard him before. What does the lady think, Young Roddy?
No, definitely. I mean, I was loving the flow, like, in my energy, absolutely. I mean, I think the biggest thing about, like, a lot of Chicago artists, they don't understand is that the world is so much bigger than Chicago. So they're, like, so worried about being popular locally, worried about being popular globally, worried about going up there with the Europe and getting that money, you know? So, but too, people are just thinking so much of, like, oh, they're liking my city. They're liking you. If they don't rock with you in your city, okay, then one, you need to figure out what you're doing wrong.
Right.
You're doing wrong, but you might have a deal, you know, overseas or out of state or whatever. So.
Yeah, you got to find another approach, man. There's so many ways to do this, man. And you know, being a rapper for so long, into this world for so long, I have blinders a lot of times. Even though I was always expanded and open-minded and creatively to make the music, just how I get my music out and my brand out, after years, I realized that I was so narrow-minded, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we coming up out of that, so, you know, it's just a learning experience for everyone, man, especially artists. But that's the only way you're going to make good music, is if you steady learning and steady fucking up and steady learning and steady fucking up and then learning more than you fuck up and then fucking up more than you learn. Like, you got to do it like that, you know what I'm saying?
That's the truth.
Yeah, straight up. But, what's that playing? Is that one? That's one of them Primo joints. Hey?
Oh, no, I can't even.
Yeah, that's a Primo joint.
I
can hear. That's a Primo joint. But
shout out to DJ Premier, man. He was in the studio with GQ the GQ. I don't know if y'all familiar with GQ the teacher. Yes, brother. I see GQ all the time. He showed me a picture yesterday of DJ Premier and somebody in the my main man, Black Thought.
Yeah. What?
DJ Premier and Black Thought in the studio.
Oh, that's ugly. That's gonna be a beat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Premier is definitely one of them people for the culture, man. You know what I'm saying? That's prominent.
Premier that man, Joe.
Yeah. If you're really looking to hear what used to be and what should be, you know what I'm saying? Throughout a lot of this crap that we got to go through, as far as music, you know, you could probably listen to a few Premier joints and get some inspiration because, you know, everybody kind of then fell through and blessed Premier joints. Like, man, it's ridiculous, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but he wasn't even one of the topics. But how we end up, that's how we do. We just go from song to song and artist to artist.
Yeah,
we just do us, man.
It ain't no nothing, you know. We just do us, man. That's the best part about it.
Right. Yeah. Most definitely wordplay at its finest. We got another joint from. Nah, do we got field joints up there? I uploaded field joints, didn't I?
Yeah, you want to get to a Phil G?
Yeah, get to a Phil G joint,
quick.
Man. Wherever Phil, he might be at the movies again. Phil G at the movies again, that's what he
is. Yeah, we going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He probably went to see Avengers 2 or something, you know?
Yeah, he went to see
Avengers 2 or something. On the real, right? Come on, Phil.
Yeah. No, but we in it, man. Wordplay Radio Show. Let's get into one of Phil G hits. I think both of them is the new Camp Low joint, man. So if you're in the Camp Low, Ski Beats, Luchini, Nat Black Nostalgia Jack, Uptown Saturday Night, all that old good shit from the East Coast, check out this new one of these new Camp Low joints. I think both of his joints is new Camp Low joints. He's feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Do he got two or is it just one?
I think it's just one. We're going to rock with it. Let's go.
Okay. All right, Camp Low. Wordplay.
Boule boom, vino bolo, playing violence with vino. Agua ora, sosa mora, speeding out of her speedo. Still Colito with the Nino when I'm feeling Magneto. Controlling metal, regimental, bullets through your people.
Dancing with damsels in Zanzibar. Got a handle on Hannibal, hit the Alps. COD revolver, revolves in a vault. A voltage high sky, dive with diamonds and dial out.
Blessed deal with Indian irons and daiquiris that dilute them. Arabian arrow unlocking, disconnect and conclude them. I switch around the clavicle, grabbing you gummy gators. The posture is paramount to the palace of hot skaters.
Who has the antidote? The toad is still on Santa Claus. We chanting anti feast and vandals on evangelists. All like the candlesticks and rumble fish for evangelists. We're full up with pugilists, infused, they risk the scandalous.
Back off, we wait, and then we'll be late. Funny on my guy playing DJ. First we pulling up, then pulling out. 400 horses, and then we out.
Black Jesus.
Back off, we wait, and then we'll be late. Funny on my guy playing DJ. First we pulling up, then pulling out. 400 horses, and then we out.
Black Jesus.
Out that body on battle, but more people dollars to develop, strap to the saddle. Sakori around the globe, line out of the galaxy gala. She twists all around, just acting like it don't matter.
Minted monster car, power bikes and Monte Carlos. Muscle machine scenes, cleaning over pinky is clean. Goldie speaking, multi linking for my mixer. They won't be thinking as we thinking on this Frank's truck.
Ceramic or vanilla, golden, soft, and diamond sapphire. Herrera, Carolina, Provana, some naughty nana. The essence of a jeweler, Coco Chanel and Cabana. Sandia, Puerto Rican, with Mrs. Marijuana.
Cooler raging bulls, hit the center, cool in a gang. Rather cool as a fan. Bazooka under flannel, star strangled speech for barons with bolted barrels. 110, clock and McLaren, shot past Camaros.
Back off, we wait, and the reverend relay. Funny on my side, playing DJ. First we pull it up, then pulling out. 400 horses up, and then we out.
Black Jesus.
Back off, we wait, and the reverend relay. Funny on my side, playing DJ. First we pull it up, then pulling out. 400 horses up, and then we out.
Black Jesus.
Yo, wordplay. Yo,
we back
at it. Wordplay Radio.
Now, what was that? That was that Camp Low.
Yeah, that was that new Camp Low. I think that was One of them was named Black Jesus, and then the other one was named something else, fool. I can't remember the name. Yeah, but that was actually hot, though. That was actually hot.
So they got a new album, they got a new mixtape or something coming out?
I know they got a new project. I know they got a new project. It's promo material out. I think they got pictures. They got a couple joints on iTunes. So, you know, they probably just generating a buzz, just putting out joints. You know what I'm saying? I haven't heard of an album specifically. You know, Ski be doing beats. He be doing, Ski be doing albums, though. Like, he'll do, like, compilation albums. I think he didn't have, like, two or three of them.
All right, well, I was lost for a second, man. I hadn't heard from Camp Low since I seen them niggas at the African Fest like 4 years ago.
Damn.
Shout out to them guys, man.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, them guys be styling as far as on the flow, man. You got to go back and listen to some Camp Low, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, coming up back in the day, oh, yeah, they was kicking it. New Chicken.
Yeah.
They kicked some wicked. They had some wicked swag, though.
Yeah, definitely. The other joint is actually real, real tough too. You know what I'm saying? It's tougher than that one actually. If we ever get the chance to play it, it was something wrong with the upload when I tried to upload Field joint. I just couldn't get it because of the version.
I don't see it.
Yeah, because I couldn't ever. It wouldn't. It told me it wasn't available or something like that. You know, but. Yeah, that was a dope joint, man. Let's see. Well, we'll have Phil's topic. So, my topic.
Call in.
My topic probably for this week. Not only, you know, additionally to my little man. You know what I'm saying? Probably something that I really like to talk about and always want to straighten out the connection between Chicago. And I hate to say it, dick rat. Chicago and dick rat. Two things that seem to go together hand in hand. Like, why do we dick rat other places so much? Like, why do we want to make other people's culture so much our own? Like, why don't we promote and make what is ours cool? Like, that's what I always respected about artists like Currency and like even Wiz before the rock star shit he on now, whatever he on now, you know what I'm saying? But like I'm going to make what's mine cool. Like, what I do every day is cooler than what the fuck you do every day. Not, you know, of course, this is all entertainment and this is all just, you know, MC-ism, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna promote me. I'm gonna promote myself as a brand, and I'm gonna promote the things that I do and what I'm involved with because I'm ill, and I want you to know it. You know, that used to be what it was about. You know, as far as repping in this music, and it's like we make so many other things part of our culture. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, and I hate to keep going in on the jeans and, you know, all of the keynote cliche things that people have to say about it, but it's just like. Man, it's the shit I used to put on Twitter when I used to bounce around Twitter, for those that didn't know, you know what I'm saying? But I used to put this shit up on Twitter all the time. This ain't Atlanta. Like, this ain't Atlanta, bro. Like, we got our own totally different, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got a whole totally different, oh, man, it's so deep that I could go about how different my city is. But it's just like we stay just falling behind, you know what I'm saying? That make us look behind when we start and keep and continue to just take from other places and not promote our own, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then at the end of the day, some of the people that claim to have, you know, a little bit of position around in the industry of the city and in the workings of the city and supposed to be, you know, just putting it down for the land, basically. They okay it like this. They talk a lot of this. We want to keep the music going, but it'd be like, man, y'all okay the garbage and I don't know, man. Now I'm sounding like that H word. You know what I'm saying? I'm sounding like the H word. But it's just like, man, that's part of the script now. You know what I'm saying? Like, Like, man, make your own, accept your own, man. Accept your own and be yourself, bro. You know what I'm saying? You'll never go farther in life, and you'll never have the feelings that you have for success than if you do it with the things that you started with and with the people that you started with and with the aim that you started with and with the drive that you started with. You'll never have it like that, you know what I'm saying, if you don't have it like that. So that's my input on my topic as far as, you know, let's be us and let's be us to the utmost, you know. Maybe people scared of that. Maybe people scared to do that. I don't know. What you think, Gene?
Let me say, man, let's see what our correspondent has to say about that.
Okay,
all right. How much time do we have? Hold on.
How much time we got?
I swear. So the question was, why do we support so much stuff outside of our city but not support ourselves? Or the question is, why do we kind of, like, take things out of the city as opposed to, doing our own thing?
Right. The question is, why do we make other things so much part of our culture? Why do we not follow our own and promote our own as opposed to adopting others and promoting others?
Ooh.
In a whole.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, I know it's a big question, but I'm saying, is it ignorance? Is it, you know, a good business plan to just take other people's stuff and make it? Is it that people not creative? What is
it? It works for the rest of the country. Case in point, house music, that's ours.
Oh.
There's no question that's ours. There's, like, you know, that was one of the first rappers to as fast as whatever. It worked for everybody else, so I think it's more of a situation of, like, well, it worked for everybody else, why don't we do it? Because
right.
They go from us so many different things. You know, there are multiple artists that come here to learn theater, learn music, whatever, and then leave.
Right.
And half of them don't even give us credit for even, you know, whatever, for even being here. So, I mean, I think that's really what it is. And the biggest thing is the fact that, like, I think the problem that Chicago has in general is the fact that a lot of people here are so consumed with they have to be so much better than everybody else, they don't want to work together. Case in point, where people have problems, having shows, because people will find out you have a show and literally have a show the same day just to compete, as opposed to being like, let's work together, let's get this thing together. We're going to make sure I'm going to have more people at my show than you are yours.
Right.
Knowing that you support the same people, you know, so that's really what the problem is, real talk. Like, we don't support each other, and that's because we don't understand that there's so much of this music industry, this entertainment industry. Hell, half of freaking Saturday Night Live came from here. You know, the old school. Actually, a lot of new school kids came out of Second City and whatnot. And so, like, when you have that kind of talent that's coming out of this city, they're doing so many amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, like, you know, even not necessarily Chicago, but Chicagoland, you know. And so they're doing so many great things. But a lot of people don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll flash and talk about they're from New York or they're from LA or whatever, but they won't really mention that they studied here or whatnot. So it's a matter of us being proud of our city, but it's a matter of us understanding that we did start a lot. The house community is the perfect example. That was ours, period, point blank.
Right.
You know, that started in house, that started in homes and house parties. That's where that came from, and it went worldwide. Like, literally, that's a worldwide market now.
Yeah, you blew that up right there. You just killed it right there. I say you just killed it right there with that house music comment.
Mm-hmm.
What you say, Jane?
Check it out. I think we got another caller in the building. Is the caller there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, Mama, how are you?
I've never been on the radio before, guys.
Aww.
Well, you on the internet and the radio.
Okay. There's a difference. Lord have mercy.
Right. Yeah. Who are we speaking to?
This is Sarah.
Dara?
And Simone. Sarah and Simone.
Oh, wow. Hold on. How many? How many ladies do we have on the line at the moment?
Well, I'm on speakerphone and my sister's next to me.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Hi. Hi, girls.
Right. Hey. How you guys? Well, we're kind of speaking on the unoriginality of the current culture of the city and how people like to take, you know, not basically promote the things that we love around the city and the things that we love where we from, and just, you know, make it a part of what they do and make it a part of what they promote, and wondering why that's a thing. Why is it so cool to take other people's culture and other people's, you get me, you know about it,
yeah,
you know what I'm really
talking
about. Music, basically, we talking about music, but we could put it all in the same basket, because it's a culture thing, it's not just a music thing.
True, true, true. I mean, but there's so many wonderful music coming from everywhere, though.
Right. I mean, you saying that's a, like, a mainstream thing, like, that's all people do? Because there are.
I mean, do you really
people that are original?
Could be having these same conversations about their own city, about, like, their own city. Like, why are we still talking about what's happening in L.A. or Chicago? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people taking Chicago things as well. That's true. You know, it's a lot of people taking Chicago things that come from us and making it a part of what they do in other parts of the country. And, you know, in my opinion, they getting credit for it, you know, but, hey.
Oh,
you know,
but we
it,
not.
It,
that's a good point.
It is what it is. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. That's just my opinion. But I'm just trying to get to the bottom of why. Like, we so rah-rah. We so. Because we what? Because we raw.
Yeah. I mean, but I think the biggest thing about the whole situation is the fact that, like, you got to think about Chicago now. We sold out big. You know, we've gotten to the point where we want to be such a tourist attraction, so whatever. And so, therefore, like, and so the mayor sold us out multiple times.
Right.
This new mayor, Lord have mercy, I don't think we're going to be anything left by the time he's out of office. Because it's the fact that, like, he sold out our parks and our schools. Let's not even go there. But, you know, so it's like, so that's the biggest problem that we have now, is that we literally have been sold out. Like, you know, we can't, it's hard for people to drive because the parking's gotten so crazy. It's hard for people to want to live in the city because the housing is going insane. We don't have a rent cap. We won't get a rent cap because they don't want it. Once they have a rent cap, the whole thing is, the problem with this city is that we do not appreciate the people that built this city. We have too many people that are coming in out of state that know nothing about the city, and all of a sudden they don't like XYZ, so we're going to change it. That's the problem that we have in Chicago. We keep on allowing people that don't live here to make the rules about what goes on here. And we don't, and let's put a period point blank, we don't support artists. We don't. That's why we lose them.
At all.
The city does not support artists. The city does not support independent businesses. They can say they do all they want to. They don't even support community projects, period, point blank. They will rip the money out as quick as they put it in. Case in point, Bruce Rauner. What did he do? He came in and he took out the money from all the community projects, and a lot of those community projects were to build, you know, on different parts for art, different places where artists can go and find resources. A lot of those things were, you know, like the different daycares, the different, you know, like we don't have a fashion capital. There are a lot of things we don't have here that we need, but because we're too focused on everything else, we're too focused on quote unquote having the biggest or whatever. We're not
focused on
anything that has to do with the actual city.
The politicians are focused on money and how much they can make and how much, you know, how much money they can be around, you know?
Yep. That's it.
Yeah. So I guess it is a culture all the way up, the bottom to the top of, you know, basically seven out. Basically. Because it does seem as if that's what's hot, like unoriginality and just going for, I mean, people say it all the time, they making an excuse, it's called the music business, bro, it's the music business. Yeah, but where do you draw the line? Like,
right.
After a while,
but,
you know what I'm saying, it ain't your art no more, it's some bullshit.
you know.
Absolutely. But, I mean, I think the biggest thing about Chicago is that, like, the problem, the things that we have to change is we have to change the names that are associated with our city. Like, I talk to people from other states, and the first thing they tell me about is Chief Keef, and I'm like, wait, that is not
right.
The only artist we have here.
Right.
They're like,
right.
You know, well, oh, we said that. I'm like, those are not the only artists we have here, but those are the ones that were mainstream. Thank you very much, Kanye. You know, I mean, like, and it's crazy because it's like, okay, that's what people notice. That's the first thing that comes. Every single person talks to that does not live here. That's the first thing they talk about. I'm like, well, that's the ones that were mainstream, but those aren't the main ones. Like, those are the ones that you know that got the deals or whatever, but and lost them, by the way. You know, but let's focus on the people that are actually doing good stuff here. How about that? You know,
right.
So it's sad that those are people that are international. So the question is, how
right.
do we change that? And how do we get to a point where it's people that are doing good music, that are doing, you know, that are doing community service, that are actually making moves in Chicago, you know, outside of Chicago.
Well, you can't make no moves in Chicago for community service because they'll shut you down. They'll pull the money from up under you, man. This has happened too
right.
many times, and with the culture of the current governor that we have, you know, and the way they're treating a lot of these programs and non-for-profits and all type of, you know, institutions of just social growth, you know, at the grassroots level, like in the hood, like you if you don't have those extras, then you really not cooking. You're not cooking at all. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It seems like we always get counted out.
Well,
straight
the whole
up.
Thing is we always get counted out because we all, I mean, like, perfect example, we could have had a new mayor, but people decided at the last minute that they were going to, you know, go ahead and just go with the guy that's there. And
right.
that's basically what happened. Like, we were very close to having a brand new mayor, but people didn't want to come out to vote. They didn't believe the bullshit on the TV. You know, I'm like, people don't understand the fact that we actually had the choice to have a new mayor was huge. And that right there should have to come coming out the polls, doing what they do, you know what I'm saying? But people didn't do that. It's kind of
yeah.
like, whatever, he's the only one anyways, why should I even care? Well, maybe
Chicago,
he would have won by a shorter margin. If y'all
yeah,
because
Chicago is definitely one of them places where you usually don't have a choice as to who's the mayor. You usually know who's going to
yeah.
be the mayor.
Yeah.
But
you know,
anybody else? Let's chat. I know I'm kind of talking, you know.
Well, talking about the mayor, y'all really want Trudy in office? Can I just bring that up? He didn't have a
choice
in Chicago. Unfortunately, we have to go with the best of both evils, but Trudy ain't had no plan for us.
What's wrong saying, though? I mean, this is the thing about, like, my husband is like, okay, then what is we know what Ronald's plan is. We have 50 freaking schools that are shut down, and we're about to have another teacher strike. So I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, you think about, like, okay, well, he might not have had the perfect plan, but you know what Ronald's plan is? We're screwed. Because they said we're about to have another teacher strike because he wants to cut their pay again. Like, you know, and it's like there are a couple things that he's done for the city, but at the same token, that he's done so much to harm us. So it's like this, you can't stand. You see, he thinks he's going to be the next daily, and that just can't happen. We can't have another 20 years. We won't have a city left.
What? I don't know. I didn't vote. Honestly, I'm gonna be honest. I didn't vote because
my faith in the system has been gone. So, and I voted, but my faith in the system has been gone, and I just feel like as far as music based, I mean, we don't, like New York and L.A. and even now Atlanta, back in the 90s, I mean, they always had a base. Like,
right.
there was always a base for them. Like, there's no base here. Even guys that have made it, they're not even based here. And whether that's their fault or not, I mean, we all know Chicago is Chicago, so just imagine if, say, Kanye West started a whatever record label and had the fans in Chicago. How would that work?
Yeah, that would work out good, and it'll work out bad.
You know what I'm saying? Who knows how it will work out, but we're just going to go with our initial instinct, and we're going to say it probably wouldn't work out. And that's bad to say, but, hey, man, that's the culture that we live here. But right. Even outside of that, I just feel like there's no bass here. So that's why we don't even have a signature sound. Whereas somebody
right.
like Twister, who, I mean, Twister is an anomaly. So
right.
his like he gets his credit, and we all know that's a Chicago sound. But we don't have, like, you can listen and you say, yeah, he's from New York. Or, yeah, like you heard Young Roddy, you can hear the twang
right.
in his voice, like, oh, he's from New Orleans. Or the L.A. guy, you can tell that. And that's
right.
just from their culture. We don't have that culture here. Our culture was house music, gang banging, and basketball.
Right.
That's the Chicago
mm-hmm.
young black male, you know,
there
culture.
You go.
So that's why, as far as musically, we sound like everybody else or whatever's hot, we pick up on it and we do that because that's what we see. And, you know, it's bigger than that, too, but we don't even have to go there. If we're going to talk about the prison systems and all of that,
right.
you know,
right.
we can really go there.
We need to talk about that shit. We need to really go there.
Yeah,
that would explain everything.
They might kick us
off.
Well,
no, you'll be fine.
They can kick me out. Cause, yeah, I ain't going. Cause, no, we man, it's real out here. That's all I'm going to say.
We ain't going to get you started, bro. We ain't going to get you started, big bro. Hold up, big
bro. No. Look, check this out. Just to piggyback off of what she said earlier about that crabs in the bucket mentality. So, look, I went by Leaders last week. Shout out to my boy Corey, the founder of
right.
Leaders. If you don't know, Leaders
right.
is a
right.
was the first streetwear brand of Chicago. Corey
right.
Loki was my mentor when I went to Southern University in Baton Rouge on a baseball scholarship. When I came as a freshman, Corey was a senior, so he was basically like
right.
my mentor. So I've been knowing him for over 20 years. But
wow.
he said the same thing that you said earlier with the fact that he said 60% of his customers now have their own brands.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying, like, when Leaders first started, he was like, gee, look around the store right now. He said, when Leaders started, we sold nothing but Chicago brands. He was like,
well,
now look around the store now and see how many Chicago brands we have in here now. And there was only one.
Yep.
And there's no disrespect to the guys like my guy, you know, Joe Fresh Goods and Vic Lloyd and all the fashion guys out there. No disrespect to them. But, like, yeah, they have their own stores. And they're doing well but they learned from Corey. But Corey was just saying when you go to other places like New York and L.A., and he was in Tokyo, and he was saying,
mm-hmm.
like, those people, they're not worried about being in that. They're worried about being fresh and going about their business, where niggas here, they want to be in competition with you. Like, oh, man, he got a clothing store. Man,
mm-hmm.
I can make a clothing line. And now it's
well,
65
right.
fucking streetwear brands. And most of them shits are huff, just to keep it real, because I don't
yeah.
care. That's what we're all here. A lot of that shit is huff. And that's watering down, watering down the whole thing, man. So,
yeah.
right.
you know.
Instead of helping each other, you know what I'm saying? Instead of, well, you got the company, man, let me be your accountant, or ma'am, let me be your designer, or ma'am.
No,
you know, I got
stay in the background. No,
right,
ain't no
I got
sound in that.
I got an ill lick on some fabric, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
No,
I
need,
don't know, you tell
no, me. I need to be in the front. I need to be in the front. I need to get the glory. I need to get the shine.
Right. All the time, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we've been talking to people head off of the people that are just listening. So let's keep in mind with the music. If you don't know, it's Wordplay Radio. So I'm eating a turkey sandwich in the rain. I got Gene going off on the politics. We got three ladies on the line at the same time. It's going down like Temp C. Like
it's going
it's
down,
going down
baby.
Like it's going down like Red Diamond in this motherfucker. Like it's going down. Now, what we playing next?
I don't know. I see a classic
I think
up
it's
here,
just,
man.
You gonna play a classic?
I see a classic, man. I think I might need to let it ride.
Okay,
let the
classic ride.
I'm gonna
let
the people
let hear
speak on it. I'm gonna let the people speak on it after we done here. But I'm gonna let it ride. But just to let you know, it's Esco or nothing with me. But we're going to let this ride.
Okay.
Wordplay
okay,
Radio.
Bet.
Wordplay
Radio. Wordplay. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Had a technical difficulty there.
Yeah, that's the one. That's not the one, bro.
All right, let's take it back. I'm gonna let the ladies hear this classic, and then we'll be right back. Check it out.
Okay, here we go. Wordplay Radio.
Yeah, turn it up.
Come on.
The transition from a young fool, broke, still on his neck, he hung through, lived his life in the ghetto with guns rule, it was cool, wasn't mad, I had to take cabs, made my first LP, afforded H-class, my face gas, 94, sold out in every record store, local hood rats who wouldn't speak, now who they checking for, show crazy love, ran up on stage with 80 thugs, after the shows, my niggas robbed the bar and wrecked the clubs, happy, no hating, more Henny, more blunt, circulating, my single in rotation, on every radio station, I popped, when I drove my first ride on the block, summertime, block parties, cookout. I spent my night, truly. Niggas was fighting over who was closest to me. Happy with the new representative of QB. To hit the top first, you gotta fall before you make it. With 4 minutes of your time, watch me demonstrate it. In the winter, some of us rise to great adventure. I brung New York back to real rap in Venice. New cribs, diamond rings, killers on my team. Affinities for my girl, for giving birth to my queen. 3 G's worth of chronic a week. Promoters was mad, I stopped doing shows and spend time in the street. Move decline, eventually, so did my shine. Repo looking for my legs, back then, I wasn't buying. You can guess, niggas started saying, with all the success, while your mom's still in the projects, I answer them vets. Fuck out my face, pistol in my car for a clip. I read about Pablo Escobar and got on some shit. So-called mans were plot on my chips. I was frontin', niggas thought I was rich and got mad cause they was pumping my assumptions. Niggas want me pumped in a casket, kept the gun the same 3/5. A nigga got bagged with me. Now I'm home, staying off in the space. Flashback to all the Jerry's cars crossing my face. Rappers I met, hoes on video cassette. No management, no more good life and no respect. Hearing crowds roar, crystal pouring mixed drinks. Haunted by the thoughts of second album, Southmore Jinx. Where did I fail? Death threats, woke up in cold sweat. Thinking about all these murderers that know where I rest. From hanging with crazy clicks that's known to take shit. Bracelets and all they beef, now I'm involved. Was paperless, my car was auctioned off. Now I catch rides with kidnapped niggas who snatch babies up to get back figures. Left them from heaven. Every night I slept with my weapon to guard my family. For a minute I forgot my profession. Not from Colombia or Nicaragua. Don't distribute coke from Antigua. Then shipped out to Panama. Pablo Escobar's bloody reign came to an end. Far from my life, a kid who made a save from a pen. Hit the studio and changed the game again. Wrote down all the pain within. Top of the charts, triple platinum. Got the fake love back. Money stacked, more black. Had to see who I was just to know where I was at. Saw both sides of the game, all the ups and downs. This goes out to the future rap kings coming up now.
Yo, Wordplay Radio.
Yo, we back.
We in the basement, boys.
It's 40s and blunts, kid.
And
bro, say gangsters on that. What up, Sonny?
I know the gangsters on that.
Hey. Nah, Wordplay Radio, though. We back.
I was having technical difficulties. I was trying to let some Jay-Z ride, but none of the shit would play on my side, so I went back to the trusty Escobar, and he always does justice, man, so.
Right.
Ladies.
Gotta have more Esco. Y'all like Nas? Do y'all fuck with Nas?
Yeah, of course.
Not just because he's fine or just whatever.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about for real. Do y'all rock with Nas? Like, do y'all like the detail? Do y'all like the flair for slang? Do y'all like the, you know what I'm saying, you know, the style?
I like the style. He tells a story. He paints a picture. I'll fuck with it.
For sure.
Nas is a shame. You have to do not like Nas. Like, I don't understand that.
It's people that don't like Nas. I've ran into them.
They got issues. Yeah, they don't know about real artists. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Nas goes
I got a pick.
Like,
I know.
This, so.
Hey, Gene, you see my other pick?
Yeah, I see two, but it's the same thing. I played both of them. It was the same thing.
Oh, my God. What happened, fool?
Man, I don't know,
that's
man.
That's terrible. Well, hey, you know what you could do? You know what you could do? You on your computer, right, Foley?
Yep.
I know you got a gang of music shit. Just upload some while we kicking the bobos. Upload something while we kicking the bobos, you know what I'm saying? What else we got in there? I know I put some real shit up in there though. You could play one of them joints, one of them real joints up in there when we come around to it though. Oh no, you know what? Damn, I think I just got beats, I think. I think it's just the instrumentals, bro. I think those are just instrumentals. Wordplay Radio, we getting ourselves together. It's only our second week, so you know we still compiling source music. We still putting together our routine. We still getting our timing correct. You know, as you can see, certain members couldn't make it at the moment. Phil G and Diesel, y'all still free to call in, man. Y'all call in, man. Get in on this with us, man. This y'all, we here for y'all too, man. You know. But I went through my topic. Do you ladies have any topic? Let's see what the fairer persuasion has to say and topic for today with Wordplay. That was a rhyme.
You mean what I
want to
talk about?
Yeah, what you want to talk about?
Let's see. What you
want to
talk about
first? You say talk about what?
Simone's like my sister. She's like over the whole fucking social media way, like Instagram and all that shit, and how it's like changed people. She hates that shit.
Oh wow! Do y'all know some people that has changed? Has it affect? How has social media affected your life? Tell us.
Okay, you gotta go. Well, I have a couple of friends who are like completely different people on social media and off. And it's bad because I noticed it. Like, because they're like my best friends. So, like, I noticed it. And I think that's pretty lame. And of course, I'm not going to, like, talk down to them and call them out on it because it's not my place. But I mean, social media is a thing, it is a way of life now. But I
think
people allow themselves to get so consumed with it. And they think that their ad name makes them look good. That's pretty
nice.
Pretty gross.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
you know, social media, like people really confuse themselves when they get online. It's been happening since online started. You know, they become a different person. You know, and it's kind of one of them things that's just like stop it, fool. I know you. You know what I'm saying?
You
want
to?
You kind of you.
you kind of want to just slap them upside the head, like, man, fool, stop that shit. Stop doing that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, stop up. Like, I don't know. And it's weird because I work at a digital advertising agency, but the more I work there, the more against technology I have been becoming. And I don't know.
Right. So what you think? You think you have a problem with technology? Are you gonna go off the grid? Are you gonna go out in the wilderness and be like naked and afraid with nothing but your supplies and trying to make fire with two sticks and a piece of rock?
Well,
that's
what I was saying, honestly. Yeah. Like, you can't live without it, but you can't. Oh, I can live without it. I have been personally doing is making an effort to not get on it. Just I take a week or two and I just unplug and I don't get on at all. But I think that everybody should do that. Of course they're not, but I think it's very beneficial to not get sucked into it. Because if you're on there that much, of course you're gonna do it. It's just human nature. But if
right.
you have to work at staying who you are and not letting that word and media influence so much. So I think it is necessary to upload. Now, granted, I can't live without a phone, but I can live without.
There you. I can hear you. I hear you.
Oh. Yeah, like granted, I can't live without a phone, but you can't live without the influence. And I don't know how. I feel like it has to get back to at least to where it's not taking over someone's life.
if social media is taking over your life, you don't have a life.
Right. And people
absolutely
don't understand it, so they think that is their life.
Yeah, well, you know, vision. We all have visions of grandeur. You know what I'm saying? Wishful thinking.
And that's all it is. It's just you looking at something that's on Instagram and you thinking that that's what you should be attaining to, and that's not right.
Yeah, because y'all know it's a whole, like, little sub-genre of females that just live their life online and through reality television, right?
Okay, I've heard.
So y'all know, y'all aware of that, too. Do y'all hate them, too? Like, we hate them?
Yes, I loathe that. I think that it's so lame that you can't. People have been pretty, since day one. Like, I'm pretty sure Eve was fine. Like, everybody it's pretty, you can't make a career out of that, though, and I think that's pretty weird that's now a career. People are saying to have a fat ass and a pretty face and some light, and that's great.
Yes, it is pretty gang.
That's great. And
it is a career. Pretty gang is a career.
Yes, it's a whole career now.
That's terrible. That is terrible.
It makes me so sad.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad in one way, and then it's kind of like, man, it's taking us back. I'm gonna just be real. Like, it's taking us back. Like, time is so utter essence, and shit is so crucial right now. Like, the way that the world is set up, and the way things are going. Like, you know what I'm saying? We need y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up. Like black women. Like, we need y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like for a whole, you know, now I'm being generous when I say this, not generous in a good way, but I'm just being a little, exaggerating a little bit. For a whole third of black women to be consumed by VH1 and Michael Kors is like, that's a loss. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a straight up loss.
I know.
But I don't know, man. We got some real shit on the grill, Gene. Can we play some of that real shit that I had uploaded? Is it any records up there? Any songs?
Let me try to get into one more song, man. I told you I tried to put three or four of these joints, and the only ones that played was Mine and Yours.
Damn.
So let's try to get into this foreign exchange. I see foreign exchange up here. Let's try that out.
This real shit I'm made for. It's about this real shit I'm made for. It's about this real shit I'm made for. It's about
this real shit, I'm made for. As far as this real shit, I'm made for. If this bell respect and shit, I can't get played for it. I pull up in the front of you. You try me, man, think twice, cause it ain't. It ain't.
Slow down, Amar. She's blazing right now.
Okay, I'm not sure what that was.
Yo. That was some shit that BFM probably uploaded, one of his artists.
So do we need to make that the artist of the week?
Nah, I don't know. He gonna tell me the artist of the week. We could have just been playing a record for one of the guys, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
he gonna tell me the artist of the week. Yeah.
Alright,
let's go ahead, play,
what
play what you play what you want, Brody. It should be some shit up in there, bro. Anything that say BG at the end, you know what I'm saying? You can play it. It's some shit that I had us talking over. Oh, damn! I think that's the beats. I can't remember how I labeled it, fool.
Yeah, they sure not playing.
Ladies still there? Did the ladies hang up on us?
No, I'm
not. No, the ladies still there.
Oh, okay. That's what counts. As long as y'all
that's
here.
All that counts. That's all that counts. Actually,
you know. Damn it, we having a great show. Nigga, we made it. Straight up. Okay,
yeah, I don't know, man. I'm having technical difficulties. I tried
okay,
to upload right, this track and it wouldn't go. So I don't know, man. It's only 5 minutes left. We got 4 minutes
we got
left, man. We can. Let's close it out. Let's close it out with
Let's get some last words from the ladies.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with that. Last words from the ladies. What y'all got to say, ladies?
What?
It's three of y'all. We got to split 5 minutes. So y'all be. No, I'm just playing. What you say?
Let's just hope the Bulls win tonight.
Straight up. Now that's what needs to be said.
The
word of prayer for the Bulls.
Yeah, you want to. The Bulls do need a prayer, though.
You just never know where it's going to go.
Straight up. Well, I mean, what y'all got to say? Don't tell me. Hey, why don't y'all do this? Plug what? You know, no disrespect for the meaning, but why don't y'all plug yourself? Meaning, you know, let us know your quote unquote social media handles. And I know we were just talking about how bad social media is, but you know what I'm saying? Tell us your Instagram and Facebook, and you know, our correspondent. Can you tell us your radio show and what time it's on, and all, you know, all everything? Maybe we can get you to come back because you helped us out. You really saved our ass today.
I swear you did.
Straight up. Y'all too, though. Y'all, the Double Mint Twins, y'all saved us too.
We did.
Yep. But
go ahead, y'all. We got 3 minutes. Plug yourselves up. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, for one, I don't have an Instagram. That's the crazy part. But okay. I do have a Twitter, and it's. What is it? I don't know if I can put it. _ I'm not into that shit either. But I do also have a hair service, and it's called Mainly Love, and you can find me on Facebook. And I have a website, mainlylove.com. So that's a hair service for the ladies who could potentially be listening. You can check me out there.
Okay. Mainly Love, spelled regular, like MAINLY,
no,
love.
Main like hair main, so MAINELY, love.com.
Okay, see, there you go, see?
Oh, this is
okay.
Nice. This is exciting. I did not going to do this today.
Yes, ma'am. So we got MAINELY.com, then what we got from sis? What sis got to say?
Well, I'm just going to say support my sis, and I don't want to say follow me on Instagram because I don't care.
Well, you could have told us your Instagram. I might add you or something. But yeah, tell me your Instagram so I can add.
Okay. It's Moni in the Middle. MONI_ N, the letter N, the middle.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to look you up. You probably get a little camera as a notification in a few minutes. Okay. All right. And then our correspondent, what you got to say? What's your when your show time? When can I be on your show?
So I'm going to give you guys my Twitter and Instagram first. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Danaya Azure, DanayaAzure, like the Facebook page, facebook.com/ Danaya Designs for You. Check out the website, www.danayadesignsforyou.com. Be sure to follow our station on Twitter at Next Legacy, NEXSLEGACY. Check out the website, www.nextlegacy.com. Actually, we are on hiatus for a little bit, but we'll be back in a couple weeks, so I'll make sure to let you guys know when we will be back on. But you can go to nextlegacy.com and listen to all the previous shows. So.
Okay, straight up. That's real. That's real. Appreciate you, young ladies, for doing y'all and being a part of the wordplay. And we got like 1 minute. This Raz Rock. We killed it today, Gene, even without it. You know what I'm saying? We killed it for the time that we did have. You know, I appreciate you being involved. You know, I want to keep it going. Man, let's keep on inspiring and staying inspired. Again, thanks to the ladies, because without y'all, we wouldn't be nothing. Moni in the middle, I'm going to hit you on Instagram. Damaya Azure, I'm going to look you up. Mainlylove.com, please check that out. Gene, what you got to say, Brody?
Man, I'm all good, man. It's Friday. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. I'm smelling good.
Yeah,
and I'm smoking good, man.
Well, yeah.
I'm at the pool, man. I'm about to get this D-Rolls off.
Okay, hey man, I'm over here on trip fully. I'm stuck in this rain right now. I'm gonna move around in a minute, but I don't know. I got your number, bro. You know we'll touch down.
Thank my line, brother. Thank you,
lady. For sure. Okay, all right. Well, we got
right,
one more minute.
BPM, you have a great station. Much love to P1 and MV,
yeah,
as well as Babyface Monty. Y'all definitely doing a big.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah, love to bro, love to P1, love to the whole show. Listen to Midwest Radio. Keep listening to Wordplay Radio. Man, y'all got to keep listening until they cut us off. I think they cut us off.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Thank y'all, ladies. Y'all were extra dope.
Thank you.
All right, I'm about to go smoke weed.
Me too.
Me too.
Bye, y'all.
All right, love you.
All right, peace.
Yeah.